A new Congress is starting, some members actually being sworn in today, and a crash course is available for new members to learn about the biggest challenges federal agencies face. Bob Tobias is professor of key executive leadership programs at American University and looking at the bipartisan program for newly elected members of Congress. And after looking at it, Bob thinks that maybe they might not be learning everything they should to know what they're getting themselves into. Bob, it's great to have you on the program. Interesting conversation that you told me about before we went on the air with an incoming member who shall remain nameless. But what did this person tell you, and what did it get you to thinking about, Bob? It's good to talk to you as always, my friend.
Nice to talk to you, Francis. Well, this person was very excited about the Harvard program. It's something that's run every 2 years, and Harvard provides an introduction to the legislative process, what they should be focusing on, what are the policy questions that they need to be looking at, and they bring in a lot of high-powered people to do stuff about the economy and globalization and White House congressional relations and budget and foreign policy and appropriations and so forth. All of the stuff that are involved in public policy creation. But what is omitted from the list is the responsibility of a member of Congress to be the board of directors, a member of the board of directors for the executive branch of government. And when I raised this question, the response was, yeah, they omitted it.
A lot of the notes that I saw about this, as you told me that this is something that had come across your radar screen, jumped out at me as not necessarily helpful to the issues that we talk about. There's a quote on the Harvard University Institute of Politics, who does this program, from Congressman Billy Long, class of 2010. He said, if any incoming member chooses not to attend for whatever reason, they'll have no one to blame for but themselves. That's a great endorsement for the program. I'm a little distraught that not everybody's going to this, or maybe there are other things like this that they'll attend. Another one is from Senator Tom Udall. It says here, it's class of 1998. The bipartisan program does a wonderful job of teaching the realities of the legislative process. That's the process of making the sausage, as we always hear. But I don't get a sense that anybody's teaching the executive branch part of this anywhere along the chain. Do you know of anything like that, Bob?
No one is doing it. No one is doing it, Francis. The focus, unfortunately, is solely on public policy creation, not public policy implementation. An awful lot of members of Congress have the idea that once the legislation is passed, their hands are washed of any responsibility, and they go on to the next. And for me, nothing could be further from the truth.
I will cite a couple of members. We're short on time, Bob, but this is a conversation that we should continue. And we should figure out a way, I think, to try to make something like this live. Because when you and I have conversations about members like Senator Tester, Senator Coburn, who's now out, Senator Portman, who was OMB director, and so on, we talk about them as being very acutely aware of the issues that matter to federal employees and especially to federal managers. And we talk about them like they're some special breed that is highly unusual and nobody gets. And that's not how it should be. And I want to have you come back as soon as we can and talk about this issue, about what a program like this should look like. Can we do that, Bob?
I'll be pleased to do it, Francis.